Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Scientists had believed for a century that the human fetus is sterile and only becomes infected with bacteria during and after birth. Only in recent years did we find out that's not true.
I love it when we scientists are flat out wrong, because it upholds the first rule in science, to question even things we take for granted. It was in 2010 when a researcher tested the first stool samples of newborns right after birth to find a diversity of bacteria there.
Since then, the focus has been how and from where the mother passes the bacteria onto her fetus. And do the microbes include potentially harmful specimens or beneficial ones known as our microbiome, which live in and on us to keep us healthy?
When researchers sampled the microbiome of the vagina, the samples didn't match ones found in newborns. Instead, a new study looked at the placenta, which is the tissue that provides nutrients to the fetus.
They collected 320 placentas taken immediately after birth and extracted DNA from each to sequence for microbial genomes. For the first time, they learned the placenta harbors microbes.
Interestingly, they most closely resemble the microbiome of the mother's mouth. Researchers believe the microbes break free when a mother brushes her teeth, enters her bloodstream, then gets carried to the placenta.
It would make sense, since there's an established connection between gum disease and preterm births. Indeed, the microbes in the placentas of preterm babies differed from full-term ones.
This study is part of the U.S. Microbiome Project, which helps us understand the complex relationship between humans and the communities of bacteria, fungi, and viruses that live in and on us.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.